This is a Cato special podcast as part of President Bush's plan for the feds to come to the aid of home loan debtors who may face foreclosure. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson says those lawsuits from investors shouldn't delay the Bush plan. William Poole, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis, addressed those concerns at a Cato Policy Forum last week. This is a segment of that event held November 30th.
Warren Coates. The roughest period for the subprime market will apparently be this next year as the largest number of them get rebased to higher interest rates. As you noted in your talk, it's desirable both for borrowers and lenders to minimize unnecessary costs or losses as a result of mistaken judgments taken earlier. Meaning renegotiating mortgages sometimes. In your judgment, are the legal regulatory infrastructure that's applicable appropriate for sort of that kind of an outcome that provides incentives for renegotiations that minimize unnecessary costs, or are there some adjustments in that framework that you think would be helpful to that process?
And I'm not far from being an expert on this. I'm sure there are people in this room who know more about this than I do. The individual subprime mortgages, most of them, have been packaged into securities of some form or another. And I guess there are some sort of trust arrangements are set up where the trustee is responsible for taking the payments that come in on mortgages and feeding them into the investors, and there's various tranches and so forth. And so there are legal constraints here on what the trustees can unilaterally do, okay? And that no doubt complicates the situation tremendously, not only the legal constraints, but there are issues because there are so many thousands upon thousands upon thousands of individual mortgages. And it may not be practical to sort of process them one by one by one by one, okay? So that's sort of the problem that you're faced with in dealing with this. Okay, so you've got some mortgages where it would make sense for the borrower and the lender to renegotiate, be in the interest of both parties. And the question is, how do you extract those cases from the others where such a negotiation wouldn't make any sense? For example, some of these mortgages had fraudulent applications, perhaps fraudulent appraisals behind them, and you don't want to renegotiate those. And there are others that you don't want to renegotiate because the borrower has hopelessly inadequate income to service the mortgage contract that he or she signed. So those had no possibility of a constructive workout. So you've got a very, very big problem here, and I'm not an expert on how we might deal with that. But I will say this. I have tremendous confidence in the capacity of markets to come up with creative solutions where there are gains. The way this is often put in Chicago is you don't find $100 bills sitting on the sidewalk because somebody has already picked it up. Where there are genuine gains, there ought to be a way to renegotiate and make use of a constructive reformulated mortgage with some combination of stretched out payments or lower or delay the reset, or there's a variety of ways that might be done. But there are large practical hurdles to making it work, and I just hope that we get some creative minds that find a way to make that work.
William Poole is the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. He spoke at a Cato Policy Forum November 30th. This is a Cato special podcast. More podcasts and other multimedia products are available at our website, cato.org.